When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. This podcast is designed to teach you about self-esteem, how we get low self-esteem, what triggers it, what can come from it if we don't heal from it, and of course, how to overcome it. If you enjoy this podcast, please do us a huge favor and rate, subscribe, and share this podcast. Please rate and comment. We love your feedback. Your feedback is important to us, and we want to make this podcast a podcast that heals and touches the world. If you have questions, if you have suggestions, if you have ideas, please email us at overcoming@theatsjr.com. That's overcoming@theatsjr.com. That'll also be in the notes. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy. Hello, everyone. In this episode of Overcoming Low Self-Esteem, you will hear us discuss the topic, how we teach people not to value us. This is important in life, whether you have low self-esteem, high self-esteem, whether you are a CEO or a student or whatever. We always, always teach people how to value us. What does this mean? If people see us mistreating ourselves, that gives them permission to mistreat us. Because why would someone treat you better than you treat yourself? Now, that's not the case for everyone. There are some genuine people out here in life who will pour into you and who will help you in that situation. But there are people who prey on the weak, who prey on the vulnerable. And if we put out the vibe, if we put out the energy, if we put out the signal that we doubt ourselves constantly, we don't believe in ourselves, we have low self-esteem, you know, low self-esteem podcast, we have, you know, just no belief in ourselves and our abilities, that opens up a window, and that allows people to come into your life pretending to do you good but really doing you harm. Later on, you hear someone say, you know, we let people keep us where we are. And that is the purpose of this. How we treat ourselves opens the door for other people to treat us that way. If you don't love you, other people will not be able to love you the way that you want to be loved. If you don't believe in yourself, no matter how much belief someone has in you, it will never be enough, and it will cause you to lash out or withdraw from them. Why? Because you are empty inside in that area, and you are trying to make their belief, their love, their support, your love, your belief. And it's empty, it's never enough, because you have to fill your cup up first. You have to be able to get up in the morning and say, I can do this before anybody else does. Does this always happen? No. Will you have days where it seems impossible? Yes. But the point is to fill your cup up. So if you don't value yourself, stop and do something worthy of you. You know, I have several mentors. Lisa Nichols is one of my mentors. And in her book, No Matter What, she has an exercise where you get in the mirror and you tell yourself, I forgive you for, and you fill in the blank. Well, today I want you to get in the mirror and look at yourself, really look at yourself and say, I forgive you for not valuing yourself. And repeat that every day until you're no longer there. Why? Because you need to forgive yourself for holding yourself to a low level of value, a low level of self-esteem. Then you can grow from it. Then you'll be able to receive and accept from other people. So today, tomorrow, next week, next month, please, 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 please treat yourself well enough so you can attract the people who will value you, or you will always be in a space where people are pouring into you, but you have a leaky cup, and it doesn't matter how much they pour. The more they pour, the more you leak out, because you can't hold what someone else is giving you if you don't get yourself together. So please treat you right so other people can treat you right.
I want to welcome all of you for tuning in to Overcoming Low Self-Esteem. Very important class, and as always, I have a live student audience. This is live. Oh, you know what? This is okay. So, since we're discovering low self-esteem, you're gonna give a low self-esteem. Yeah. All right. Somewhere there on there, there's an introvert that just went, oh my God, so much energy going on, right? So, welcome. You say hi, say hi.
Okay.
Are you okay? Okay, she said she's not camera ready. Wanna thank all of you. We're gonna talk about a subject for the next 20 lessons, 20 of them. Very important, overcoming low self-esteem. So I wanna start off a tad bit differently, let me not preface it. I'm going to start off differently. Low self-esteem is very important. Why is low self-esteem? Why is identifying low self-esteem very important? Either one of you.
Because if you don't identify it, you could slowly seep into depression, and depression is life-taking.
Okay. All right. So, great answer. That's a great answer. We're actually going to cover depression in lesson two. I'm going to avoid such an issue right there. Okay, why else? Why else is learning about your low self-esteem? It doesn't matter. I mean, let's free talk for a little bit. This is important.
You don't value yourself, or you teach others not to value you at a high level.
Okay, so both of those are important. You don't value yourself, and then you teach others not to value yourself at a high level, is what you said. And I'd like to add in there, and then we also teach our children not to value themselves at a higher level, which then tells our children to let other people not value yourself at a higher level. So let's open it up. How do we teach people not to value us at a higher level?
Because of how we feel about ourselves, we don't stand up for ourselves. So that lets other people know, oh, well, I can just say whatever I want to her. She's not going to do anything about it. I can do whatever I want to do to her. She's not going to do anything about it. And then when you have a low self-esteem, you don't reach your highest potential. Therefore, you don't really... you can see it. Like if someone walks up to you and they have that on them, you can tell. And you potentially miss things because you have low self-esteem.
Wow. Okay, so you answered my question and it went deeper. So before the actual answer I was looking for, very simple one. Very simple answer was, what we put off is how we tell people to treat us. And you nailed it. You said that. You immediately said that. And then you went deeper. So let's follow that. Let's follow that because that's important. It's important to understand everything you said there. Here's what I've noticed though. I noticed that you were speaking from a place of, let's call it power. Okay? Did you hear the audience? You heard your voice start trembling a little bit. I'm not embarrassed, not calling you out. But I know you personally, and I know you don't. I know you don't live there anymore. Okay, so that's why I'm doing this, because someone needs to hear this. So why is that? Why is it so important not to have low self-esteem? I'm asking the same question, but let's go a little deeper.
You miss out on yourself.
I didn't see that one coming. Okay, so you miss out on yourself. That's pretty good. Okay.
And when you miss out on yourself, you miss out on the best that anyone else can give to you, because when you have low self-esteem, you don't believe that you deserve it.
Okay, so you're taking us some great places, okay? This is part of lesson one was, I wanted us to I wanted my audience to talk about low self-esteem, and we picked specifically you two for this module, this lesson, because both of you used to struggle with low self-esteem greatly, and you no longer live there. Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You no longer live there. That doesn't mean we don't struggle with, because it's once an addict, always an addict, or things like that. This doesn't mean that we don't struggle with these things daily. It just means we don't live there. It means that we're always holding on to the solution. We just also put our hands on the problem every now and then, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So you miss out on yourself. Okay. So I'm gonna let you respond, but if you don't mind, I'm gonna let you jump in on how does one miss out on their self at low self-esteem. You speak, and then I'm gonna tell you, and I want you to answer, how did you do it personally? But go ahead, please. How does one miss out on themselves?
You miss out on why you're here on earth. You miss out on reaching your purpose because you're so full of doubt, or full of I can't, or full of people who support doubt or who manipulate you into not doing what you're supposed to do. And you miss out on life. You go through the motions of day to day, but you're not living. You're the walking dead.
Wow. Anything you wanted to add to that?
Oh, she was on point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
okay.
There's nothing to add to that. She was on point.
Yeah, yeah, no. So I like to hit the tail end of that. She implied that when you have low self-esteem, the people in your life manipulate that to their advantage.
If I know you have low self-esteem, then I can pretty much control you. I can get you to do anything I want you to do, because I know what buttons to push to make you feel less than yourself. And then, since you're there, you might as well come on with me. Let's go ride out. Let's go rob this bank. Let's go do whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. If I know you have low self-esteem, now I know how to get you to do the things that I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So how does it work? Let's go relationships now, since you brought us into relationships. Now, that's not necessarily intimate relationships, just relationships, period.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to leave. I want to change. But if I'm your manipulator, and I know you want to change, but I also know how to control you and your low self-esteem, what do I do? From your personal experiences, how do people respond when you're trying to leave them or leave a situation?
Oh, baby, that was great. You can do it. But, baby, I'm real proud of you that you did that. But, hey, girl, I see you over there doing good. But let me jest.
And what comes after the let me jest?
Whatever they think you should do.
Which is always in where you struggle. And since they're your guiding light, your savior, they know what's best for you.
Exactly.
You had something over here. Now this is good. Let me before you shut it down, here's why I'm doing this. I have 20 lessons to teach. What makes our courses different is they're not just pointed at you, and I'm not just speaking to you from a scientific standpoint, although that definitely will come up because that's who I am. You get to hear people who were you and still are you, they just don't live where you live anymore. Does that make sense? So the things that you guys are talking about, I don't even have anywhere. There's no way here. But it's more third-party validation. It's one thing for me to say, but this is now for our viewing audience. This has now become a group home. You know, the low self-esteem anonymous class. And now they're hearing their peers say exactly how they feel about themselves. Does that make sense? So this is far more powerful, far more. This is life.